is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Imagine unplugging your computer, shutting down your cell phone, and tossing out your television. Then you trade in your car for a horse and buggy. Journalist Jeff Smith was fascinated with the changes his friends Bill and Tricia Moser were willing to make to seek faith, community, and purpose. Smith tells their story in his new book, Becoming Amish.
Bill was an architect and Tricia was an occupational therapist. They both went to college in Detroit. When they got out of college, they hung out with what we'd now call the creative class. Back then, maybe we might have called them yuppies. And their careers kind of allowed them to move to Grosse Pointe and hang out with sort of the cool kids, if you will. But Tricia first, more so than Bill, just kind of felt there was a certain lack in their life, and that lack stemmed from kind of a spiritual void that she felt at the time. And that actually caused some conflict in their marriage because Bill just wasn't really ready to go there yet to become more religious and to make Christianity in particular a bigger part of his life. And so they kind of stayed in that zone for a while, but then Bill had a conversion experience himself and committed to Christianity, and then they were part of mainstream Christian faith, but they kept evolving and they kept wanting a simpler version of faith, a more direct connection, more literal interpretation of the Bible, and many of the things they sought, including this idea of a community of faith. That was a very big piece of it, but very much seeking a community of like-minded people just eventually led them to the Amish. It was nothing they set out to do. I think they were probably more surprised than anybody that they ended up there. But it worked for them at a lot of levels. And of course, when they made that change, they had to change how they made a living. Tricia became a traditional Amish wife and did all the things that Amish wives do as far as canning and keeping the home. And Bill tried a couple different things, but the main thing they landed upon was building a palace. And this was in northern Michigan, not too far from Cadillac.
Now, the Mosers had children. Tell us a little bit more about how the kids responded to this change of going from one world to the other.
You know, that was also a really interesting thing. We lost touch with the Mosers a little bit. And my wife and I moved to Minneapolis. We lived there 13 years, and the Mosers stayed in Michigan. And just probably the last 3-4 years, we just weren't in touch, really. And so when we came back, that's when we discovered they were Amish. We didn't really have any idea. And so when we reconnected in a then planned visit and went down, I expected to find their kids to be like shy and maybe kind of confused and shell-shocked by this really unusual move that their parents did, and or even just very quiet, because that was my perception of the Amish way. And what I found was the children are so remarkably confident and so remarkably engaged in conversation and culturally and with the world that was actually one of the biggest surprises to me. And then as they grew older and moved into work and that sort of thing, you know, they don't go to school beyond 8th grade, but one of them is running a trust building company. Another one is a partner in a metal roofing company. Another is learning to take over a family lumber yard. But their daughter, they have one daughter, is teaching out at a Mennonite school in Idaho. Oh, and another one is working at an orphanage in El Salvador.
Mm.
And so I guess my sense was, you know, again, getting back to misperceptions, you think, oh, education stops in the 8th grade. They live in these closed communities. Of course, they have a small world ahead of them, or they're part of this small world. And I just found that to be very much not the case. They're, you know, just confident entering the world in a really great way. And that was a big surprise to me, and it was an awesome thing to see.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I asked Smith what impressed him the most during his research on the Amish community.
I was so impressed by how their world still functions at such a human level. And my expectation was that I would find people who were kind of isolated and limited to their community and kind of the small world they lived in. And what I found was these people are just so connected in very, very human ways. And somehow, even though they keep it very human and face-to-face and one-on-one and all these things, somehow news and events and sense of caring and giving, all this runs through that community and nationwide very, very quickly. For example, when the Nickel Mines shooting, the school shooting in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania happened, my friend found out about that within minutes of it happening. And wow. I suspect every other Amish person did as well. And they're also, their expectation in interactions, I think, is very different than ours. My friend might spend 30 nights a year staying in other people's homes, and other people stay in their home. And if you travel, it's very expected that, say, if you met somebody and hit it off with them somewhere, an Amish person, they would expect you to stay at their house, and they might be slightly even offended if you didn't. Like, why didn't you stay with us? Whereas in our society, if someone called up and said, hey, I met you at this thing a couple times and I'm dropping by with my six kids, we're going to crash at your place for a few nights. Like, most people would be really taken aback by that, you know, but that is just accepted. And so that idea of a culture still operating at a superhuman level and still being, it seems like, instantly in touch somehow, which is just an amazing thing. That was just a huge takeaway.
That's what struck me the most when I read the book, too, was that, that sense of community, that warmth, that hospitality, that we've really forgotten how to extend that to people. And I'm guilty of this myself. I'm wondering how many of you out there listening know all of your neighbors' names or even who they are. You know, it kind of makes you feel nostalgic when you read it.
It does, and it made me contemplate the idea that we really are a kind of tribal species, and we are we need community. And somehow I think in America today, with the kind of overriding media narrative of the solo successor person, right, the person that made it on their own, the self-made man, the self-made woman, it's like, if you read magazines and newspapers, it's that narrative over and over and over again. And we've almost forgotten, or we've kind of moved away from understanding that we're a community species, really. And I know there's a quote by Wendell Berry where he talks about this, where there's this human paradox that in order to be whole as an individual, we need to be part of a community. And I think that idea was another gigantic takeaway for me. It was just really thinking about that and understanding maybe kind of how we've been duped a little bit by that that media narrative of the individual, you know, and we need to remember that community is essential to who we are.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Jeff Smith, the author of Becoming Amish. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.